Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I believe this to be the single best way to get more sales, to get more clients, to get a better quality of client, and at possibly the lowest cost. Certainly at the lowest financial cost, and maybe even at the lowest time cost. Now, some small businesses only get clients this way, and their problem is the opposite. Their problem is that they need to scale. Maybe they need to start doing other advertising strategies, paid advertising strategies. A lot of small businesses who are doing this strategy well, they're doing it accidentally, and they don't know how to turn it into an intentional growth strategy. And that's what I'm going to help with you on this live stream and video. This will also be a podcast on The Disruptive Entrepreneur. If you're a listener or not, make sure you do subscribe to my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. There are also a lot of other business owners who are spending loads of money on ads in a desperate way to hopefully get new clients. And you might as well just get £50 notes, torch them up, or use them as toilet paper. And so this strategy is very simple. It's probably not going to surprise you. But what I am going to do is detail how you can make it strategic, not accidental. How you can use it as a business and sales growth strategy rather than just a nice to have as you grow your business. So I'm sure some of you have guessed that it is building a good referral program. Now, notice that I've said building a referral program, not getting referrals. And this is one of the biggest mindset shifts and strategic changes that you'll want to implement, is most businesses get referrals because they get referrals, i.e. they do a good job, the client is grateful and feels that they've got good value, fair exchange, and a small percentage of those clients naturally offer you a referral or a recommendation. Now, a small percentage, let's say 10%, will offer you a recommendation, a review. And then let's say a third of them, so only 3 or 4%, will actually go out of their way to give you a proper referral, i.e. a name, email, phone number, and a glowing recommendation to them that they should use you. And the content of this live stream and podcast is to detail how you can make that strategic, how you can be proactive and use this as your main lead generation strategy for your business for growth. Now, there are two ways to grow your business. That is to sell more to existing clients or to find new clients. And this actually covers both of those. So I've got about 15 points to give you just before I go into those. Do remember that you can get a shout out on my live streams if you're watching the live. For just 50 stars, you can get a shout out for your business, your brand, your book, your podcast, your Facebook page, your website, your Facebook group, whatever it is that you would like to promote to my 140,400 and something people. And that's just $5 to me. So it's a nice little fair exchange for you. Well, hopefully it's better value for you. This stars program is still in very early days and I'm trying to give it a little bit more awareness because I'm one of only 20 people in the world that have the functionality. So you need to just purchase some stars, or if you get stars, 500 stars, which is $5 to me, gets you a shout out. All right, great. So referrals are people who are offered to you as a genuine lead. Now, we have an ambassador program. And that is, we have a program specifically set up like a mini entrepreneurial business within our business, which is purely to help you and our clients and my followers easily refer your friends, customers, partners, community supporters, followers and fans, etc., to you. Now, what most people do is they wait for recommendations. What you should do is actively seek them. Here's how you actively seek them. One, should go without saying, but going to say it anyway, you offer a great service at great value so that your customers get really good service, they're grateful, they want to refer people, the risk to them is very low, if not minimal, if not zero, to refer customers to you. Now, by the way, we all love referring people. You love telling people about a really good film or a really good podcast called The Disruptive Entrepreneur. Someone said to me here in the live, always selling, Rob, love it. Not always selling, always recommending. I know when I watch an amazing documentary, I just want to tell the whole world, you know, about how the McQueen documentary impacted me. You know, I love Audemars Piguet. And you know, I shout about it all the time. Now, I don't get paid by McQueen or Piguet. Tuffy, if you're watching, Tuffy looks after me at McQueen. I should be getting paid. Francois, CEO of Audemars Piguet, I should be getting paid. Look, I don't do it because I want to get paid. I do it because I love the brand. So if you create a great service, and more than that, you create a community, a following, a brand, engagement, and, you know, this sense that people would stick by you and not want to use any other services, that's step one. Step two is you need to seek out testimonials, referrals, recommendations. And I have a system for you for that, by the way. And I'll tell you that in a moment. But Laura's just mentioned Costa Coffee. Absolutely. I'm always telling everyone about Costa Coffee as well. I didn't even get free coffee. Oh, my life. What is the world coming to? So what you want to do is wait until your client is at their highest point of gratitude, service or value. Some people, as soon as they close the deal, they're asking for the referral. But they may not have had time yet to experience that product or service to know if it works. And so there's risk to them. So what you need to do is get the risk down to virtually zero to refer and recommend people. And then people will do it with much less friction. They'll go out and be their your little ambassador, which is why we call it our ambassador program. So that might be when they've bought the product or service because they can instantly consume it. That might be once they've consumed it. That might be at a point down the line when they are at their point of, you know what Rob does, what Disruptive Entrepreneur does, what Progressive does, I love. So someone might need to listen to 20 of my podcasts before they're going to recommend me. So it'd be wise for me not to ask for any referrals or recommendations maybe in the first few podcasts because I've got to build up the trust and loyalty. It might be the same with following my brand or buying courses from me in Progressive Success or Unlimited Success. Now, once they are at their highest level of gratitude and value and service, then you simply ask them if they know three people like them who'd get the same value and benefit of the service you offer that they did. It's as simple as that. Now, what a lot of people do is go, oh, do you know anyone? Well, gone. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they'll say they'll contact them, maybe they won't, and off they go. But if you ask for three specific people, name, email, phone number, then that's more specific, it's more palatable, it's more clear, and that's something that your referee or your client could actively go and do. Asking for 20 is too many, but not being specific is not enough. I, in fact, just asked someone in Inner Circle Mastermind Elite to pass on details of a referral that they gave to me just this morning. Okay, the next thing you need to do is you need to reward the referrer. Now, some people won't do it for money, but you'll need to show them gratitude. I would create some personalization. Maybe you could send them a nice thank you card. Maybe you could give them a hamper or a gift or some vouchers. Now, there are some people that won't want money, but I still believe you should reward them with kindness, with gratitude, with service, with recommendations, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you can connect them with someone because I really believe in reciprocity. But most people, actually, payment works. Money.
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Talks. So we have an ambassador program where we offer 10% for the lifetime of the client journey if someone refers someone to us. And then periodically we'll do special offers where we might up the referral commission that we pay by 50%, and we might offer 15%. We have ambassador leaderboard, we have competitions, we get them at certain levels and then offer them extra bonuses and gifts and rewards. And this is really important. So if you want to take this ambassador program to the next level, you want to create a closed community for just your ambassadors. And like I said, we have ambassadors at Progressive Property and Progressive Success. If you want to become an ambassador of ours, just hit me up and message me. And we're in a closed group. We give you all the information that you need. We give you the support that you need, the resources you need, the contact details that you need. In fact, we do a lot of the selling or the recommending for you. And this is another key element of creating a really good ambassador or referral program, is to make it really easy. If it's really hard for people to refer people to you, they're not going to do it. But if it's just, hey, give me their name, email, phone number, job done, we'll do the rest, then bang, you know, you're making it easy for them and therefore they're more likely to do it. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Julie Hogbin has just mentioned here, not many do lifetime commissions. Most only offer it for 12 months, so that's a really good offer. That's, you know, we can't afford to pay really more than 10% because our net profit margin is probably 15. And sometimes we pay 15, so we're paying the full net profit margin on the first purchase. So we add value by offering you lifetime commissions. I mean, some of our ambassadors have earned tens of thousands of pounds. Now, this isn't because we've got an accidental, just pass people over, or thanks for, telling people that we're good. We have a proper strategic program that has three people managing it. You know, it's a proper thing. It has Facebook group community. We do lots of training and video content. We have our own ecosystem and customer journey, and you just need to put the referee, your referral in the top of that, and then we do the rest of the work for you. You know, like network marketing companies, and they've got all these different levels, and all the way up to a car or a holiday, you get different badges and titles, etc. they gamify, gamification of recommendations, referrals, and network marketing. Well, if you do that in your little ambassador program, now, by the way, you're never too small to have an ambassador program. You might start with one ambassador, then five, then 50, then 500, then 5,000. But if you give them levels, like when they make their first referral, you know, they might get a shout out. Their fifth referral, their 10th, their 20th, their 50th, their 100th, when they get to 10 grand of sales, 100 grand, 500 grand, and you could do more and more for them and give them more. Recognition is really important, you know, hitting on their feelings of importance. That's why we do ambassador leaderboards. We get them competitive with each other in a friendly way. That really works. Of course, the money really helps. And then the personalized touch, the handwritten letters, the gifts, the things that you can do for them that they would value, time with you, seeing as they were initially your client. Now, whilst we could make our ambassador program far and wide for almost like an affiliate marketing program, we don't do that. We want people to have been a client first, to experience the service, to get really good service, because then it's much easier for them to refer and recommend, and they have some knowledge and there's some credence and there's some volition behind it, if you like. Okay, you need to support them, you need to give them all the resources, and you need to make it really easy for them to refer people to you, and they will. Now, there are different types of people who would refer for you and to you. There's the supporter types. So these people like referring and recommending. They're people-based people. And when you get them, they will be some of your best evangelists, and they will almost go out and they will almost make their job referring you. And you might find, you know, one in seven or one in 10 people are that kind of type. When you get them, you want to keep them nice and close. Then those that are just grateful and they just want to share the love, like I am to AP or Audemars Piguet or Costa Coffee or whoever else. I don't ask for money in that. I just evangelize because I'm a really grateful client. Then there are those who are looking for business opportunities and think, you know what? I could actually align with Rob Moore, Progressive Property or Progressive Success. I could make 30 grand a year, 50 grand a year doing this part time if I do this properly and use this as a proper business model. Now, the great thing about you being involved in our ambassador program. Now, by the way, I talk about ours as an example, but I'm telling you, teaching you, showing you that you can do the same, is they don't even have to deliver. So they just recommend someone, watches one of our videos, comes to one of our free or low cost events. They don't have to deliver the courses, the masterminds, the mentorship. So once they've handed the client over, other than maintaining a friendship with the client, there's nothing else they need to do. So whilst, you know, there's no business model that's truly passive, you have to set to forget and work hard enough not to have to work hard. Once the client is in the ecosystem, then the work is done. So those kind of people, business opportunity seekers, people who want sort of part-time, extra side income revenue, they would be great to be ambassadors of yours. And then, of course, your grateful best clients, your clients who've bought the most, who do the most for you, they are, of course, your best referrers too. Now, most people prefer to buy from people they trust, and people that they like, and people who are like them. Now, this is a key thing people don't get. Yes, people get trust. Yes, people get liking. But what people don't get is like them. So if I have a doctor who's a client, a dentist who's a client, and a lawyer who's a client, they're most likely, the doctor's going to refer doctors because they know loads of doctors. The dentist's going to refer dentists because they know loads of dentists. And likewise for the architect. So what you then do here is not only are you asking your clients to refer people, level one, and then level two is getting them involved in your ambassador program to do it on a more ongoing basis. But you are asking them for case studies because you are trying to get people like them. Because your best clients, in terms of new clients, are the ones that are exactly the same as your best existing clients. So this next bit is vital, so listen up good. Make sure that you keep a leaderboard on all your top clients. Now, we keep a leaderboard of our top 100 clients. I might even go beyond that once, you know, the spend goes up or something like that. But I guess our top 100 clients have spent 30 grand or more with us. Our top 40 clients have probably spent 50 grand or more with us. Not in one hit, usually. Over many years, we've got many products and services, by the way. That's not just one mentoring program. That's a lot. And I have a leaderboard on them top to bottom. And we are progressively improving our service to them, you know, getting them involved in being an ambassador, giving them different levels and bonuses and prizes. I gave someone a free course when they just hit a certain level just recently. In fact, he's watching this live stream, so he'll know who he is. What you want to do is get them to create case studies for you. So, hi, I'm Rob Moore. I was a really busy dentist doing 60 hours a week. I was struggling with having all my eggs in one basket. To be honest, I don't want to be a dentist for the rest of my life. And then I met Progressive Property and I went on their multiple streams of property income course. And my mind was blown to multiple streams of income and, you know, not working harder for your money and having a pension and a retirement outside of being a dentist. So there you go. I just gave you a little bit of ad lib script there. But that little script is going to resonate with other dentists in that same position. Now, I know how to create scripts and language that will resonate with people like my clients, but often your clients don't. So it's not just about saying to your client, hey, Rob the dentist, thanks a lot. Could you give me a testimonial? You actually have to help them, guide them, make suggestions of what they should say. Now, you're not telling them to say things that aren't true, of course, that should go without saying, but ask them to mention how hard they worked. Ask them to mention why they decided to go with you in the first place. Ask them to mention what problems in their business or life they were trying to solve coming to my property courses, for example. And if they give you a recommendation and a case study based on their objections, oh, skeptical at first with all these big rah-rah seminars, or I didn't think I'd have time, or I didn't know if I had enough money to get into property. If they mention their objections at the start, their referees are going to have those same objections, and they're not going to listen to me selling them those objections, but they are going to listen to their friends and colleagues like them. So you don't just get a case study. You train them to create a case study, talking about their objections, their pains, and then what the solutions were through us and what benefit they've got through us. And then that is the best way to convert a referral into a lead, into a client. And it really works, and it takes a little bit more of your time. So essentially you're getting more involved in the recommendations and the referrals. Because by the way, I've had loads of recommendations, testimonials, like probably more than 10,000, but 8,000 of them are just like, hi, I love working with Rob. Rob's great, you know, or yeah, had a really good experience or whatever. And whilst that's nice, it didn't say about the money they made. It didn't say about how much their life was changed. It's really just saying, oh, Rob or Progressive, you know, they're good. But those testimonials aren't really that powerful. They're nice, but they're not powerful. But what's powerful is, before I met Rob, I was really struggling. I was in a load of debt. And I met Rob and I went on one of his property courses. And I was really skeptical at first. I didn't think I had either the time or the money. And I was a bit skeptical of these seminars and, you know, some of these like rah-rah American ones. But I went anyway because I thought, you know what? Rob seems like a good guy. I need to take control of my situation. I sat there with my arms folded for the first few hours, really not very open to this new crazy world. It felt a bit like network marketing. But then the more I went on, the more I realized these were just ordinary people. And actually, they're way more open and giving and sharing. They gave loads of really good free information. And in the corporate world, that never happens. I ended up signing up to their diamond package. I decided to go all in. Because if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And fast forward to now, and I'm making 50 grand a year extra from a couple of dozen properties that I bought, many of which were JV partners and with other people's money. So I think Rob Moore and Progressive are great, and I would definitely recommend you get in touch here. That is a much more effective case study, testimonial recommendation. I have a little model, which is called Then Now How Action. So then is where were your clients before they experienced your product or service? You know, what wasn't going well? Why were they seeking you out? Fast forward to now is where are they now? You know, how well are they doing? What are their specific results? Now, your case studies, your recommendations, they should be results based. It's nice for people to say Rob is great, but if they said Rob made me 100 grand, that is infinitely better. The how is how you help them. So yeah, sure, you might have made them 100 grand extra. But how specifically? What parts of the course? What parts of the mastermind? What parts of the product or service specifically helped? And then action is what you should do. Don't sit on the fence. Don't wait 20 years. You know, don't be scared. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Go try them out. Do it now. Contact them here. And the contact them is important. So if a client sends you a referral and it's a recommendation, and it's not quite up to the quality of the then, now, how action model, thank them and say, hey, look, this is great. Would you mind just rewording it in your own words, telling me this, 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 and this? And then they'll go and do it. Now, you're not telling them what to say. You're telling them in their own words to use a guideline, which I think is totally ethical. And you're asking them in their own words. And then, of course, you've got permission, because it's important when you use testimonials and case studies to get permission. It's also important to get recommendations and recommendations, referrals. Yeah, it's important to get recommendations in multimedia. I.e. Facebook messages, private messages, videos, emails, text online, handwritten notes, all the different forms of media that you get for recommendations and referrals. Use them all because it shows a good, wide, diverse range. Private messages and Facebook public posts are really good because they seem very personal. Okay, so here's your final summary and action steps then. You need to go back through all your clients and rank them in order of quality, i.e. top spender to bottom spender, or at least the top 10 or the top 50, depending on how many clients you do. And you need to also rank the lead source. So you've got your top 50 clients, let's say, your best one, spent the most money. Where was their original lead source? And you know, you'll find that two or three lead sources are producing you the best quality clients at the best volume. And then a dozen lead sources are passing you the rest. And then you increase your marketing, your reach, your impact, maybe even your ad spend in the lead sources who are spending the most amount of money and giving you the best quality clients. And then you have a relatively predictable system there for getting not just new clients, but the right kind of clients, the ideal demographic and the best spenders. And you go to all those clients in that top lead source, leaderboard, and you ask them for three referrals. Based on the fact that they've spent the most with you and the amount of money that they could earn if they want to be an ambassador, and you create a proper ambassador program. So that's the simple process for creating the single best sales strategy and lead source that there is, which is low cost or free. I'm going to do shout outs now. So last chance for you to hit me up with 500 stars to get a shout out for your business, your brand, your podcast, whatever it is that you want to do. Would you pay $5 to be able to reach up to 140,000 people for your business, your product, your brand, your book, your group? Of course you would. So why aren't more of you doing it? Hit me up. And I reinvest all my star revenue back into my brand and supporters program and stars program and all the content that I create, by the way. I'm building a second studio, so just so you know, it's going to a good cause. And then I'm going to do a big summary for you. All right, summary then. Here we go. The single best way to get more sales at low or no cost, which does have some time cost, but it's not ads, is recommendations and referrals. Now, small businesses get them kind of naturally, but they don't get them strategically and they're not growing it. So it's accidental rather than strategic. Other businesses are spending shitloads of money on leads and ads when they don't need to, and they should be doing this first. Absolutely, you should be doing this first because it's low cost and free. It's not just about getting recommendations and referrals. It's about running a proper strategic ambassador program, creating a safe, trusting and easy environment then for them to refer people to you. So actively seek referrals doing the following. One, offer a great service, a great product at a great price under fair exchange. Go above and beyond. Two, seek out testimonials and recommendations. 2A, wait for the highest point of gratitude for your client or your referrer, and then ask them for three people who they know like them and ask for name, email, phone number. Next then is to reward these referrers. Some want gratitude, some want exposure, some don't want anything, but I'd still give them some gifts, and others want money. Next is keep a league table of your best clients and go to them first and build your ambassador program around them. Next then is to make it really easy for people to refer you. Training videos, links, putting them at the top of the ecosystem so you actually do the selling and the conversion for them. Make sure that the rewards incrementally rise. The more they refer, the more rewards they get, the more bonuses, gifts, etc. Create a supportive and high resource heavy network purely for all your ambassadors and recommenders. Get the supporter types, get the grateful types, get the biz op types, and get the people who have spent the most money with you types. People buy from people not just who they like and who they trust, but who are most like them. So make sure that you get clients who are well connected to refer people like them. Use the then, how, now action model of getting good testimonials and case studies. Coach people through giving you good case studies. If they give you a testimonial and it's not quite specific enough, ask them to rewrite it and coach them through it. Get multimedia recommendations and testimonials in all forms, written, video, audio, reviews, handwritten messages, posts, etc. Make sure you go back to the lead source of your best clients and increase your marketing there. Keep a lead table on your ambassadors, i.e. your referrers and your customers, and you will have easy, frictionless referrals, and that will be the cheapest and the best source of your best leads and your best buyers. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this useful. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.